Welcome to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. Prepare your heart for laughter and tears as we share the unpolished stories of the homeless and hurting, hope and transformation. Here's your host, Director of the Union Gospel Mission, Pastor Tim Lane.
Well, I am so glad all of you are with us. Please, if you're going to turn the channel, what are you thinking? No, stay on there because I have a guest with me today. She is no longer our newest employee, but she's very, very close to that. She is a delightful young lady. She is ebullient, happy, outgoing, and so I think you'll enjoy listening to her. I wanted to tell you, folks, it is so easy for us today to become discouraged by the way that the world looks. When we were sitting here talking before we came on air, all of us in the studio, we were talking about some of the world events, some of the things that are terrifying, frightening, in all kinds of different ways. But one thing that we can never forget is that God is in control of all things, even if it does not look like it. Sometimes, because we have human minds, we look and we think we have prayed, and yet God is ignoring us. He's not. We've prayed, but God has forgotten us, but He has not. And sometimes the things that seem the very worst to us to happen actually work out to be for our good. And at all times, things that work out for God's glory are right. Remember that the chief end of man is to glorify God. It is not to serve ourselves, to have fun, to buy big houses and fancy cars. All those things are fine. I mean, don't misunderstand. If you've got a nice house, nice car, good job, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But the chief end of man, as I said, is to glorify God. And so if we put our priorities correctly, then we will glorify God first, and then all other things will fall into their own natural order that God has destined for us. And so when we look out and we see that the Russians are doing this and the Middle East is on fire and things aren't going well domestically, remember this, that God is not surprised by any of this. And if you are God's child, He loves you, He's watching out, and that we need to stay focused on our priority, which is God. And so, with no further ado, let me introduce to you my guest. Her name is Angie. Angie, could you say hello to everybody out there?
Hello, everyone. My name is Angie. I am the new development manager, the new development manager at Union Gospel Mission. I've been there for about 4 months now and loving it every moment.
Well, just so you know that when Eileen listens to this show, we weren't going to tell her that you were taking over yet, but okay. So tell me, how did you find out about the mission to begin with?
Yeah, so I go to City Bible Church, and they've been serving at Union Gospel for a while now, and I've heard about Union Gospel through the church and how they go. I think they go every fourth Monday,
yeah.
But I've never been there because I had a really different work schedule, so I've always heard about them, never came here. And then when I was working for another company and I just didn't really like it, they were making me work Sundays and I was just working odd hours. I was working all holidays. And so I started praying about what I should do because when it came down to it, I was going to pick church over a job. Amen. And so I prayed about it and I had a couple days off. So I spent that time praying, fasting, and seeing what God wants for me. And at the end of that, I decided that I was going to leave that job. And that's a tough decision because, you know, money is prevalent.
Well, we needed to live.
Yeah, we needed to live. So that was a little bit hard for me. But every time I thought about staying, the answer was just always no. The Lord just, I guess, was telling me that I needed to go. And so I ended up leaving that job. And 2 days later, I met Miss Eileen Trussell, which is the actual development director. I met her, and the rest is just history. We really hit it off. I came in for my first interview. I loved it there. I had so much peace about working there. My second interview, I had with Pastor Tim and Eileen, and they hired me right then and there. And I started on a Friday, and the rest is history.
Well, Fridays are a great day for us to start. And the reason that they are is because on Fridays, we come in about an hour early, we have a breakfast, and then we all get together, staff and program guys, and we have someone delivers a sermon. Mm-hmm. And so it gives us a chance, and then we get to go home a little bit earlier in the day. And so it gives a new employee an ability to come in, kind of see what we're doing. And so how long you been there?
4 months. June 2nd was 4 months. So 4 months and a couple of days.
So we just hired Igor, mm-hmm. a very talented young man. Mm-hmm. So that takes the pressure off you. You're no longer the newbie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, finally.
Well, so tell me, first of all, you said that you go to City Bible Church, right? Mm-hmm. How long you been going there?
So I've been going to City Bible for over 2 years, but I've been a member for about a year. So I was kind of church shopping and trying to see what church I wanted, and CBC had my heart, basically, at the end of the day. And I really liked the preaching, and I liked the church itself. I thought it was a very healthy church. And became a member, and been going there for, 2 years.
Yeah, it is a good church. Vlad mm-hmm. is an excellent mm-hmm. Preacher, and he's not the only one there, of mm-hmm. course. And a good friend of mine goes there, Ben Ito. Mm-hmm. So I love Ben. Yeah. He comes down and preaches once in a while at the mission as well on a Friday. Mm-hmm. So Ben Ito is a humble, very kind, excellent preacher. That's absolutely excellent. So if he recommends you, we can kind of. And matter of fact, Igor, who came to work for us, was intern with Ben, mm-hmm. and so that spoke high, and he's a nice young man. I'm going to have him on the show mm-hmm. before too long as well. So since you've got there, has the dynamic changed any from what you perceived it to be to what it actually is?
You know, going into it, I didn't really have any expectations. I didn't really know what to expect, because I've also never been a manager before. And so coming in, I honestly had no expectations. I just knew that the Lord wanted me here, and I just kind of trusted what the Lord had in store. And so coming in, it honestly blew all any little inkling of expectation I had. It blew everything out of the water. Like, it's way better than I expected it to be. It's just everybody there feels like family. I don't know how to explain that, but
I think you did well that way.
Yeah, so like I said, I've been here for 4 months, but it feels like I've been here for like 2 years. Like, I feel like I just assimilated really well, and everybody accepted me really well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I just go around the office chit-chatting with people, and it just feels like family, so.
Yeah, well, Angie has a very sweet, outgoing personality. She's not exactly a wallflower, and I think that helps. People get to know you a little better, a little quicker, mm-hmm. because you're not standoffish. They're not afraid to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And as believers, we should never put up that persona that we're unapproachable.
Right.
And you obviously don't do that. So just so you know, we tempted her by taking a previous storage room mm-hmm. that had all her supplies in, and taking them out, building something else, and building an office for her. And it's a pretty nice office, huh?
I would say so.
You know, I'm not entirely sure that you didn't get the best office.
Do you want to switch?
Well, mine might be the biggest.
Oh, okay.
But yours is nice.
Yeah.
I don't have a big table in mine. So, but no, I'll keep it for right now.
Okay.
So at any rate, what exactly do you do in development? I mean, just kind of. Mm-hmm. Her job is one that evolves. Mm-hmm. It's changing all the time. Eileen is going to give her more and more a responsibility as time goes on to do the things that Eileen is doing right now and hasn't had the chance to turn it over to anybody because we didn't have the right person in place. Mm-hmm. Eileen feels you are the right person, and I feel you're the right person. And so tell me, first of all, let's start with, what is your responsibility? You said you'd never been a manager. Who are you managing?
So right now I'm managing two people, Marissa and Igor. Marissa does social media, and she's just kind of an office assistant. And Igor just started, and his position is...
kind of fluid, too.
Yeah, kind of fluid, too. So those are the two people I manage. And my role is basically public relations and communication. And I mostly communicate with major donors because we do have a lot of great donors out there who support us. And there's always constant communication being had with them, whatever they need help with. And then also our volunteers and churches. And so I just kind of help with a lot of different things. When I got the job, they said, you're going to wear a lot of different hats. And I was like, perfect. I love doing different things where I can just kind of show what I can do. And it's not just the same thing every single day. And so I help Marissa with social media. And now Igor joined. We're going to do a lot more on social media. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to make more videos of just about what the mission does and what kind of goes on there every single day. And then I also help with events that we have going on, and we have banquets that we do every so often, probably once a month. So I help with those and just kind of setting up volunteers for those. And I do a lot of different things, a lot of little things around the mission. It's just too much to name, you know?
It really is. So one of the things that you said was that you help set up for the banquets, and obviously what we're talking about is not a big outside event, but a big inside event. Mm-hmm. And so you have one coming up this weekend. Mm-hmm. And could you tell me about that a little bit?
Yes. So we have a Father's Day banquet coming up. It's actually tomorrow evening. So we do these events every so often for major holidays. And it's for our homeless and suffering guests. So they come in and we just kind of decorate the place and make them feel special on holidays, because that's when, you know, mostly families get together and they can't do that. So we make them feel special. We decorate, we put out some goodies, and we have a lot of different people who come in and volunteer and just love on all the guests.
Yeah. You know, some of the things that the mission does, and one of the things that I've always liked is the fact that we do a birthday party for the homeless. And you might say, well, how do you work that? Well, it's pretty easy. We take one day and we celebrate everybody's birthday, because the majority of them probably didn't get to celebrate their birthday. One of the things that you have to realize in today's world, there's a lot of controversy about whether we should help the homeless or not. They get this, they're this, they're that. Well, the one thing that I wanted to point out to you is that the mission is open to help the people from the street so that we can present the gospel message to them. And you're never going to change our society, and you're certainly never going to end homelessness. Despite all the great platitudes I hear about, we're going to end homelessness in Sacramento and in California and in the United States, that is a pipe dream. That is not going to happen. First of all, many of the homeless folks don't want to be anywhere except homeless. There is mental illness, there's drug abuse, and if they are abusing drugs, they will become mentally ill. And so it's the one thing we know for a positive fact is that we are feeding 8,200 meals a month to the homeless, but we're also reaching out every night to tell them about the gospel, trying to bring in churches that understand, believe the Bible is the inerrant word of the living God. And so little things like this birthday party for the homeless, that's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal for a Father's Day event, because some of these guys are fathers. Some of them certainly had fathers, or all of them had fathers. And so the bottom line comes down to, we want to continue to offer different things all centered on us giving them the gospel, right?
Right.
And so, first of all, it's incumbent on our churches to understand what the gospel is, correct? And so it also takes people like Eileen and Angie and some of the other volunteers, Marissa goes out mm-hmm. there, who care about these people, not just on a superficial level. Can a homeless person make you angry? Oh, yeah. Listen, I've been called everything in the world. But here's the bottom line. Most of what is coming out of them is the anger, the frustration, and the years of drugs and abuse. Women out on the street are particularly in danger. And it didn't used to be that we had as many. When I got to the mission 19 years ago, the very first thing that I wanted to have done was a women's clothes closet. It is so much better now and growing all the time. And so, yeah, you're trying to get your feet on the ground and underneath you. Mm-hmm. But I've also listened to you when you're talking to Eileen out there, mm-hmm. and I can hear the ideas and the enthusiasm. Do you have hope that we can reach these people?
Oh, 100%. I 100% believe that we can reach these people. And I think specifically when you're preaching the gospel and when you're helping with such a great organization, there's for sure room to reach so many people here in Sacramento and even from beyond.
Not the grave, right?
Not the grave, like beyond Sacramento, you know, because I feel people hear about us from other places too. And even a radio station like this can reach a lot of people.
Well, that's right. And people like you who have the love of Jesus Christ and are working to do that have opportunities every day to reach out. So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You realize, of course, we are a mission to the homeless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to the program men,
mm-hmm.
and to the staff,
mm-hmm.
and to our friends and our churches, right?
Uh-huh. Amen.
Because, there's always something new we can learn. There's always something we can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can see a friend of ours or a person at the mission, and maybe they're a little bit down. They've lost somebody. They're hurting. We get to pray for them, too. What is the difference in the atmosphere from the secular world working and what you see is as far as people in the mission goes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so secular, I've had a couple of jobs in the secular world and it's all very superficial. Like, you can't really get deep with people. There's a lot of just mistrust in the workplace. People always think you're coming for their job. And so there's always kind of like this tension in the secular place where you're always like fighting for the same thing you want. You want to go higher, but you know, there's only so much higher you can go. And it's always just not the greatest conversations, just very worldly. And that kind of is one of the biggest differences, because coming here, it's like something big happens and somebody says, let's pray about it. And we just like stand in a circle and pray about it, which has never been a thing before. Like, if a bad thing happened at a different place, I would just kind of pray in my own head.
Sure.
But here we all just stand in the circle. You know, there's power in prayer, especially when a whole group is gathered together. And so just that difference, and also just seeing how the mission actually does help people with the gospel, how people around around the mission say, you know, the gospel is the center of what we do and it's the center of our name. And so that's true. Like, and the gospel can reach so many people. And it's a huge testimony to the staff, to specifically me, because I'm still new, you know, 4 months is not that long. And just seeing how it affects all those people and that we're actually doing something that can change people's lives, that's really inspiring. So that's one of the biggest differences I've seen.
Yeah, and I absolutely agree with you. There's always time for us to go to prayer if there's a situation that somebody needs prayer. Like Angie said, we did that just the other day about something, and we gathered around in a circle and we prayed about it. I almost laughed a little bit ago, and I know you noticed that I was smiling. It's when you said, in the secular world, we're always worried about who's coming after our job. And I thought about when you started the show and said, I'm the development director, which was just
That was just a slip of the tongue. Sorry.
So I think one of the very nice things is there's Bibles on every desk. Mm-hmm. People know the Word of God there. And despite the fact that, you know, you get this picture of Christian people as being kind of stuffy, straight-laced, mm-hmm. and, you know, just always walking around scowling, I don't see that at the mission. You know,
yeah.
The majority of time there's laughter,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's clean jokes that are told.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just funny stories, things that happen to us and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, it is a different place to work. Mm-hmm. And we want to cultivate an atmosphere that reflects God's love. I have had this many times over the years, but just yesterday I had a person come into my office, their donors and everything, and he has come in several times. There's some trouble with his son. His name will remain out mm-hmm. of this.
Mm-hmm.
But he just wanted to come in and pray with me. Mm. And I love that.
Yeah.
So I counseled with him for a little bit. I prayed with him and told him come back anytime. I had the day before that, guy came in to give a donation. He's also been in, and we've been praying for his daughter, who's mm-hmm. gifted, and just makes she was not eating, not feeling mm-hmm. well, and so it gave me an opportunity to, you know, put my hands on them and pray with them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that you will have over the years where people come in and I told him, I said, you know, you can come into here anytime to me. You don't have to bring a donation, you know, mm-hmm. just come and I'll pray with you. I'll sit with you. Because I had a program guy talking to me on the way out over here who graduated the program. And those things do our hearts good
mm-hmm.
because it's not a matter of, oh, look what I've done. It's a matter that God would include us in his amazing work right. by bringing us people that he wants us to talk to, right?
Right.
So having said that, you've also worked some in the women's clothes closet?
Yeah, I've helped out a bit. Usually we have volunteers that help out. Sometimes we don't have enough of volunteers. So sometimes I go over and help, and I have also helped with sorting the clothes because we get a lot of donations
sure.
and we pick out the things for the women. The clothes closet is great. If anybody wants a tour, stop by. We help out as much as we can there. I've helped out with showers also. We have showers for the first time in, I think, 62 years. So I helped out with that too. So it's kind of, it's good to know what everybody does there and how I can help out also. It's good to know all the things the mission does. And it's good to be accessible so you can also help out if somebody's not there, you know?
Yeah, it's really true. Mm-hmm. We'd like to cross-train everybody mm-hmm. anyway. And, you know, the idea is there's nobody who is above one of the jobs there.
Right.
I have vacuumed floors and people go, oh, no, you can't do that. Hey, listen, we are down to just 1 minute. And so would you stay over so we can record one more show?
Of course.
All right. So again, Angie is one of our newest. She is enthusiastic, bright. I am glad that she came. I wholeheartedly believe that she was the right person for this job. And so I know Eileen is excited to work with you on all these kind of things. And just so you know, I haven't heard one person say anything but good things about you. So as always, my dear friends, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
You've been listening to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. If your heart's been touched and you want to know more about the work of the mission, log on to UGMSAC.com, UGMSAC.com. To donate clothing, food, time, or financial help, call 916-447-3268. 916-447-3268. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for Voices from the Street.